This is KCUR. Kansas City's tech scene is growing quickly, and while the city can't yet compete with Silicon Valley in size or scope, they do beat the other coasts in one measure. Women find more jobs and higher pay here on the Silicon Prairie. KCUR's Eleanor Klibanoff has more.
If I asked you to imagine the next great tech mind, you might picture a 20-something man in Silicon Valley. But the 20 girls at Cody and Cupcakes don't have time for gender stereotypes. They've got a website to design.
I just made an account.
Did you have an email account before today?
Yes.
No.
Well, not before today, but I just got one.
Cody and Cupcakes is a mother-daughter Learn to Code event put on by a group called Kansas City Women in Tech. By the end of the day, a lot of the girls, like 8-year-old Cayenne Carlgren, say they'd consider a job in the tech world when they grow up.
It's a little bit hard for me, but I think I can get better at it.
If these girls do decide to pursue tech, they're in the right place. Kansas City was recently ranked the second best city for women in technology by financial data firm Smart Asset. Jennifer Wadella, founder of Kansas City Women in Tech, isn't surprised.
The community is really supportive in allowing women to grow in that area. And companies are always asking me, how can we be better? What can we do better?
That's something, she says, you don't find elsewhere.
I think it's definitely something unique to Kansas City.
Women make up a third of the tech workforce in Kansas City, much higher than San Francisco's 20%. And women actually earn more than men in tech fields here, according to Smart Asset. Considering that women in Silicon Valley earn 87% what men earn, that's an accomplishment. Standing in the offices of Use Agility, a user design company, it's not hard to believe the numbers.
We just hired a man this summer, but before that, yes, we were 9 women and took a few jokes that maybe we didn't want to hire men, and that wasn't the case. We found that in design, there are a lot of women that are really successful and good at it.
Managing Director Yana Baranik sees enough women-founded companies in Kansas City that it doesn't surprise her anymore. But she's been in tech long enough to know how rare that is.
It sounds to me like things aren't ideal for women in some of those situations right now, and I think that's unfortunate because I just, you know, I don't think that it has to be that way. It doesn't feel that way here.
Research shows that second-tier technology hubs like Kansas City tend to be more appealing to women entrepreneurs. A study done by Virginia Tech found women were attracted to the less crowded markets as a testing ground. Baranik agrees.
To start a business here, the cost of entry is not high. And it's just an easy way to get started. You hang out your shingle, and if you're good at what you do, you know, you can grow a business.
In addition to many women-founded companies, Kansas City has a lot of big tech corporations like Sprint and Garmin. Yasuyuki Motomaya of the Kauffman Foundation says being off the coasts means these companies have to look at candidates other places may have ignored.
And they can recruit those people and train them. And like 1-3 years later, they'll be excellent.
Those training programs can bring more women into tech, particularly if they didn't study it in college. And in a smaller market like Kansas City, huge companies like Cerner have to rely on all the available talent to fill their desks.
Our focus on women engineering is to provide awareness of our positions, increase our candidate pool of qualified applicants, and then, of course, select the best one.
That's Troy Teague, the senior manager of technical recruiting at Cerner. He thinks other companies are missing out.
Women in engineering could be a driving force in solving the STEM worker shortage in the United States.
But it's not just about getting women in the door. Yana Baranik thinks workplace culture in Kansas City stops the drop-off of women, even after they have families.
I think that Midwestern work hard gets us the benefit of, I'm going to do my work, I'm going to be proud of it, and when I'm done, I'm not going to have to, you know, stick around just to put the hours in.
Which means you can get home in time to pick up your kids from school or just avoid burning out, two major reasons women leave the workforce. Even with women making up a nearly record 33% of the workforce, that leaves 67% of the jobs to the guys. A lot of women still find themselves the only double X chromosome on the team.
A lot of those barriers can make it very easy to get discouraged and want to quit programming altogether, and I attribute some of that discouragement to being a woman and to feeling alienated in that situation.
Which is why Jennifer Wadella started Kansas City Women in Tech. The group allows them to network, vent, and recruit. They're starting these girls young with cupcake websites. Or something more interesting, like the app that 7th grader Emily Stoll developed at a coding camp.
I made an app called Beeper Crush. It crushes Bieber's head.
Bad news for Justin Bieber, but great for the next generation of female coders, designers, and entrepreneurs to come out of the Silicon Prairie. Eleanor Klibanoff, KCUR News.